WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 39 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Bryan City Councilman Rafael Pena wants to end agreements with the developers of the Traditions development. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Pena says the city has given $2 million of water to the high-dollar housing community that borders the bio-corridor.
100,000 gallons of water a day, potable and non-potable. And since that agreement, since the inception of the agreement, Scott, we've given over 900 million gallons of water.
And Pena also wants the council to stop a 50-acre land sale for $1.
And in our contract, it says we have to gift it to them for a dollar.
If there's a council majority, Pena expects the developers to take the city to court. There were two house fires in the Brazos Valley Friday. A faulty refrigerator is to blame for a fire between College Station and Milliken that displaced a family but resulted in no injuries.
The resident went to go in the garage. When he opened up the garage door, there was flame going up the wall and across the ceiling.
South Brazos County Volunteer Fire Chief Chet Barker says College Station provided mutual aid.
College Station truck got on scene first, and there was fire heavily involved in the garage and had extended upstairs into the house. They started the initial fire attack.
Barker says there is fire damage to 30 to 40% of the home on River Place Drive, which is near the Brazos River off Copy Bridge Road, west of FM 2154. Before sunrise Friday morning in Robertson County, a passing motorist reported a house fire where an elderly resident died. Sheriff Gerald Yizik says there was nothing left of the single-story structure located about 3 miles east of Calvert on FM 979.
Fire departments responded, Bremon, Calvert, and there was one deceased located in the fire.
The victim has not been identified. An autopsy was ordered, which will be done in Austin. Yizik says an investigator with the state fire marshal's office spent the day collecting evidence. The cause of the fire has not been determined. A Hempstead man was arrested in College Station on charges of stealing three assault rifles from his former employer. 21-year-old Eric Salazar is accused of going into the vault of the South College Station ballistics business on two occasions last month. According to the arrest report, Salazar was caught in an undercover operation by the sheriff's office where Salazar was going to sell all three rifles to a co-worker at a local storage facility. A College Station man arrested in October for harboring a runaway is back in jail on charges of possessing child pornography. According to the arrest report from College Station police, 23-year-old Robert Lawson had two illegal photos on his cell phone involving children under the age of 18. The photos were found while investigators were searching for evidence related to the runaway case. Economists say Houston should weather the latest downturn in oil. The local economy is showing strains entering the second year of the worst oil downturn in decades, but it's not collapsing the same way as previous oil busts. A healthy national economy coupled with continued population growth and a surge of construction is buffering the nation's energy capital from deeper trouble. The director at Moody's Analytics describes the economic environment as, quote, bad, but it's not awful. WTAW News Time is 8:07. It's 39 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news coming up at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Good morning. It's 8:08, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Relatively quiet weather pattern for today, but things will start to change tomorrow afternoon and through tomorrow night. We're sunny today. Highs will get close to 55 degrees this afternoon. Overnight, partly cloudy with lows of 30 to 35. Tomorrow, partial sun through passing high clouds, 50 to 55. Turning cloudy tomorrow night, there could be some showers, 40 to 45. Better chance for showers on Wednesday, highs 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so among the things I don't do, in addition to Windows 10, I mean, it's a long list, but is Google Chrome.
Okay.
Okay, don't do Google Chrome. Now.
On purpose?
Obviously I could, right? You just click it and it, you can.
And then it's there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do you boys do Google Chrome?
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay. This may be a reason.
To do it or not
to? Yes, to do it. Okay.
Two or not two?
Yes, two do it. Two do it.
All right.
A web developer has built a Chrome extension.
Oh, I like extensions.
That allows you to block any mention of Donald Trump while you wander around the web.
Stop it.
It's the Trump filter. Developed by a guy named Rob Spector, searches the web pages that you visit for references to Donald Trump and removes them from the page. However, there are adjustable levels of severity depending on how much you loathe this presidential candidate. The filter settings are mild, aggressive, and vindictive. Mild will block Trump's own Twitter account from reaching your eyes, whereas the vindictive setting entirely bans news websites that write about it. Spector explains more about the project. Trump filter is presented as part of the antidote for this toxic candidacy. This Chrome extension will identify parts of a web page that likely contain Donald Trump and erase them from the internet. Share with your friends and eliminate the only currency Trump can spend to win, brand recognition. Naturally, the comments on the Chrome store have been colorful, but this is my thought. How about now, Kardashian?
That's what I was going to say. Is there a filter for other presidential candidates,
yeah,
maybe?
I believe this can be the beginning of a really, really good and useful thing. Hello?
So basically, it blocks the whole internet.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Donald Trump's notoriety isn't going away anytime soon.
And if you're a Democrat, it's just a copy of what the NSA is already using to keep Bernie Sanders out of everyone's news feed.
But I mean, I see true potential in this. That could be enough to get me to go ahead and flip over to Chrome because of that.
Well, did you see the skywriting at the Rose Parade the other day?
No, I did not.
They wrote two messages. Trump is disgusting.
Okay.
And had a website, anybodybuttrump.com.
Okay. All right.
Of course, unfortunately, it all runs together as a domain name. It says anybodybuttrump.com.
Oh, the winds of change, right?
Letter spacing makes all the difference.
It does. Oh, that's tremendous. But I can see that then the internet could be useful. So Lord of the Dance dude Michael Flatley did his final performance on Broadway yesterday afternoon. New York Times says that Dangerous Games, which features Michael at the end of each performance, is hitting the road after 8 weeks on Broadway. He will head out on tour with cast starting February 19 in Florida and wrap up in Las Vegas in March. He's got a lot of money. He doesn't have to be working. You know,
for his feet to fall off, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I think so.
Flail about as if independent from the rest of his body.
Yeah. Okay, so once again, one more presidential thing here, and maybe we're done for it today, but you know, we might not be. Hillary has promised that if she is elected as the next president of U.S. America, she will get to the bottom of questions and controversies over the U.S. government and what it knows about UFOs and aliens.
Before Benghazi.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd like to get to the bottom of a lot of things before we get to that would involve her.
Are we allowed to call them aliens?
At least for now.
Okay.
They don't know any better, or they're smarter than we are. I'm not sure exactly what it would be. Clinton reportedly made the promise during an interview with the New Hampshire newspaper, the Conway Daily Sun. When asked about her position on UFOs and ETs, whether she would support efforts by UFO disclosure groups, she answered, "Yes, I'm going to get to the bottom of it." She also said that if she's elected, she would set up a task force to investigate Area 51.
Oh, stop it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not PC. It needs to be Indigenous Space Peoples.
Something like that. Yeah. Space, can we say people? I'm not sure if they put out their people, inhabitants.
There you go.
Not sure. Okay. All right, Michigan's Lake Superior State University has now released their 41st annual list of words that should be banned. That's tongue-in-cheek, but nonetheless. The list includes so. Presser instead of press conference. Problematic. Walk it back.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I haven't heard this one. Break the internet. What does that mean?
Oh.
That's
from Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's where.
She said something she was doing or some photo that was going to get posted would break the internet.
Yeah. Very nice. Thank you. That shows how much she does know. Join the conversation. Physicality. Secret sauce?
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody's got a secret sauce. Right. Yeah.
Price point. And giving me life. Those are the words or phrases that they want.
Never heard giving me life.
I don't know that one. It's 8:14. All right, so remember the pizza rat, okay, in the New York subway system?
Yes.
Remember that thing got a little bit of fame?
Does he have subway rat diabetes now?
No, it's pizza. It's good for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, we have the Toronto critter now that is apparently pretty interesting. It's a raccoon that is stealthily descending from a coffee shop ceiling into the donut heist vision. Video of the raccoon that reached down between the shop's ceiling tiles to break into a donut case have now been captured, and they're up on YouTube. The raccoon is seen carefully balancing itself between the ceiling and the donut case and spending several seconds actually looking around for a choice of snacks. Onlookers in the video watch with disbelief, cheering the little critter on. After a few moments of surveying the goods, the raccoon made his selection, orange, and went back up into the ceiling.
And they couldn't find him because he was wearing a mask.
Yeah, but he washed his food and it left a wet spot. So anyway, it's out there. You can see that if you want to. Here's kind of an interesting story from Park City, Utah. Anonymous donor paid the rent for every tenant of an affordable housing complex near Park City. Residents were notified shortly before Christmas that rent for January would be covered. Monthly rent for the entire affordability housing ran at $25,500. So, not bad. There's your little good feeling thing for the new year.
When are they doing that at my apartment complex?
Yeah, here, we're over here.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW. Think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Majorsmiles.com, and Subway.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Good morning. It's 8:17. News Talk 1620 WTAW. You got to hate this. Violence broke out at an anti-violence rally in Newark, New Jersey. Rival activists clashed on the steps of Newark City Hall during a demonstration against violence. Police responded to the scene after the crowd reportedly started arguing over recent incidences of escalating violence.
What are the odds?
Yeah, witness said at one point the leader of one of the anti-violence groups put his hands around the neck of one of the other leaders, forcing him to the ground.
Ooh.
Unclear if anybody was arrested in the event. A spokesman for the event says he hopes his group's message won't be lost on the about the escalation of violence. Because of the violence that happened at the anti-violence meeting.
They just need to provide a snack next time so people don't get hangry.
I think that's probably right. Yeah. So the word is out, of course, on distracted driving. Doesn't matter whether it's texting, talking on the phone, eating, drinking coffee, whatever.
Looking at your Apple Watch.
Right. Any of those things take your attention away from driving. But it's more complicated than that. New research now, sponsored by the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety, says that the distraction time lasts a whole bunch longer than the distraction itself, up to 27 seconds longer. In other words, you may think it's safe to send that text while stopped at the red light, but the mental distraction from composing, typing, and sending the text will likely persist even after that light turns green. That's because it takes your brain time to get back into the game, if you will, of driving. At 27 seconds, traveling at 25 miles an hour, you're going to drive the equivalent of 3 football fields for the distraction before it is completely dissipated. Now, who goes 25 miles an hour around here anyway, right? So it's going to be a lot more than that. Researchers had participants used their voice control systems to make phone calls and send texts, and then measured their reaction times to potential hazards while driving. The reaction times varied by the type of car.
Weird.
Now, I don't know how they get this. I'm not sure. And again, this is AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety. The reaction times varied by type of car, with the Mazda 6 having the worst residual effect and the Chevy Equinox having the quickest recovery. I would really like to know what their metrics are on that. They even tested to see if you could improve over time, and as it turns out, no, you cannot. You cannot really, their term, practice away the distraction time. So, the Mazda 6 is, what, it accelerates differently than the Chevy Equinox? It's less comfortable, more comfortable? What is it that would cause the residual time to...
Yeah.
To be different.
Why does the car make a difference? Yeah, that's strange.
I'll go back and look. We'll see if we can find out some more information about that, just in case. Okay. Now, losing weight, number one resolution, right? Because it's the new year, but strict diets are hard to stick to. Registered dietitian, or she could be restricted.
Julia offer a restricted diet.
That's right. We got painless tips for you. Painless tips to lose 10 pounds this year. Okay, 10 pounds in a year is not weight loss. That's just lack of weight gain.
Yeah.
God. If you're looking to lose 10 pounds this year, you probably don't have a real big weight problem. But anyway.
It should be more successful than her previous book, How to Lose 30 Pounds Without Amputation.
All right, take 3 bites less of everything. There's typically shaves off 100 calories. But what if it's really good?
That's the issue. Yeah. Well, and how do you know how many bites you're going to take before you're finished?
Oh, an excellent point.
I was going to take 3 more, but I'm going to stop here, even though I've eaten the whole box of
macaroni. That's right.
Just take bites that are 3 times as large, and when you feel a little full, just spit that last one back out.
Go ahead and order the pizza, but cut out the cheese and meat toppings and choose extra sauce and veggies instead. No, 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 no. I'm not going to eat pizza without cheese.
Yeah.
All right. Watch less television. We've told you that. You sit around and you eat. Okay. You got the tub of the cream cheese, cheesecake filling, and you're watching Oprah. Got the wooden spoon going.
As long as you stop 3 bites before the end.
That's right. Now, as long as you're not scraping it, and for heaven's sake, don't run your finger on the inside. Okay. When you go to parties, do a simple trick. Don't look at the buffet don't look at the buffet table. This lady is not living in the real world.
Mm-mm.
When you're making homemade goodies, cut the sugar in the recipe by a third. Now, I could see that. You'll probably never tell the difference. Do you add any sweeteners to your juice, just by the way?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right, I throw in an extra lemon or orange or something.
Okay.
Apple makes a really good sweetener.
Yeah, and I'm still fascinated.
No added sugar.
I was going to say, what is the one that you've done that you said you'll never do that again?
I haven't found it.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right.
Well, fruit is
because I'm pretty smart about what I put in there.
Okay. Yeah.
Fruit is nature's candy anyway.
Well,
so.
Yeah. And I guess that's true. I mean, if you basically know what the output is going to be, you can do
and
that.
And you have to, some of it takes a little getting used to. Some people like beets, some don't. Some have to get a little used to the green flavor of kale, but it's not, to me, it's not vegetable. It doesn't taste like a wilted spinach or something. I could drink a lot more vegetables than I can eat.
Now, I don't, I understand that. You didn't mention banana, which I thought was
It's hard to... There's not much juice in there. The juice and the whatever matrix is holding it together is not easily separated.
Okay, and then, of course, the acidic part of... strawberries? Do you strawberries?
Mm-hmm.
Do
you get the little seeds make it through sometimes, too.
I haven't done
blueberries, but blackberries, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But I would just think there's an... then it's the acidic part of the orange, too, that would... could kind of override some things that are in there, too.
Carrot, orange, red pepper, ginger is a really good recipe. And then kale, green apple, and lemon.
See, I'm not liking ginger first thing in the morning.
Ginger,
I don't know.
It's a little bit, and it takes some of the edge off the sweetness if you use too many apples.
Ah, okay, I got you. All right, moving on.
Yeah.
If you're hungry, eat fresh fruit instead of candy, as we just mentioned. Mm-hmm. Do that once a day, and you'll save 100 calories. If you're thirsty, drink from a tall glass.
Oh.
Thin glass instead of a short, squat one. And then it makes you think that you're drinking more. When possible, stand instead of sit. It doesn't work in a restaurant. 50 minutes of standing will burn 100 calories. Cut your portion size the easy way. Use smaller plates and bowls. So
There you are.
I can't trick myself that easily.
Yeah. You're smarter than yourself.
Kashenko, with your money now. For the labor market, 2015 is going out on a strong note. The report for December is expected to show non-farm payrolls expanded by 204,000. Even with weakness seen during the summer, job gains in 2015 will top 2.5 million, making it the second best calendar year for U.S. job growth in this millennium after last year's 3.1 million. Last time more jobs were created in a two-year period was at the height of the dot-com boom in 1998-99. We'll get the government jobs report on Friday. Tesla delivered 75% more vehicles in the last 3 months of 2015 than a year ago as the company rushed to hand over Model X SUVs to customers who have been waiting 3 years since making a deposit. The chief investment officer at Stanhope Capital says fears about the latest Chinese manufacturing data are overdone. And the real question is whether strength in the service sector can offset the decline. The manufacturing reading has triggered global equity losses around the world. That's your money now.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
I smoked a lot and quit a lot, but got nowhere. It's hard. Then my daughter was born. Now I have the best reason why to quit in the world. I just need the right how. I want this time to be my last time. That's why I choose Nicoderm CQ.
The Nicoderm CQ patch has unique extended-release technology that helps prevent your urge to smoke all day. Tweet hashtag whatsyourwhy at Nicoderm CQ for a chance to win valuable prizes. Use as directed. Behavioral support increases chances of success.
Green Teams welcomes the Wells Fargo Advisors to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Wells Fargo Advisors uses Green Teams for interior plantscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals and features large outdoor containers for plants on patios. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior plantscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Fall Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
11,332 turned out to Reed Arena last Saturday afternoon to watch the Aggies open SEC play, and they defeated the University of Arkansas. Final score in that one was 92-69. The Aggies improved to 11-2 overall, and now 1-0 to start SEC play. A team will be on the road for the next two games, playing at Mississippi State on Wednesday night at 7:30, 7 o'clock broadcast time on this station. And then next Saturday will be at Tennessee to take on the University of Tennessee at 12 noon. Our broadcast will begin at 11:30. Meanwhile, tonight at Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road, it's the Billy Kennedy Show. We'll air it starting at 7 o'clock on this station. Come join us live. That's the Aggie Report. I'm Dave South.
Those winter chores are coming. Leaves to gather, brush piles to move, trees to take down. Let Sioux Fall Prater help make those chores easier. Their knowledgeable staff will pair you with the right equipment to tackle almost any job other than hanging the Christmas lights. Bagging systems for your mowers and tractors along with steel chainsaws are reliable and affordable to help you get your chores done. For more info, stop by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, on Highway 21 West, or visit them online at cptractor.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Kim Komando here, and this is The Week in Tech, the gigantic 2016 Consumer Electronics Show. The biggest tech show in the world is about to attract 177,000, all converging on Las Vegas. The show always brings out the unexpected and conventional gadgets. Most will be quickly forgotten. The real focus this year is in three directions: virtual reality, wearable tech, and as always, televisions. We're about to see stunning new screens with breathtaking video that will make your current HD screen look downright fuzzy in comparison. 4K, 8K, HDR, you'll see and hear all about this and more. But America's broadcasters have spent hundreds of billions upgrading to HD and digital TV. They're not ready to invest in the complexity of all new transmission systems with 8 or more times the resolution of today's screens. So the very high resolution HD programming just isn't there, not yet. Remember, CES shows us what is possible, not what is probable. Get all the latest tech news updated all the time at news.komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
If you've been thinking about your home security, there's no better time to get it than right now. You've heard me rave about SimpliSafe Home Security, the best protection, period. I've worked with SimpliSafe to put together a massive security arsenal, or a system, for you. A special package handpicked by me. It's got entry sensors, motion sensors, glass break sensors, everything you need to stop criminals from ever touching your home. And right now, for the holiday season, my friends at SimpliSafe are giving you, my listeners, an absolutely incredible offer. Get $100 off this package, complete protection for your home, handpicked by me. SimpliSafe is already the best value in home security. There are no contracts, no commitments. But right now, and I mean right now, get $100 off my handpicked security package. Head over to SimpliSafeKim.com. This is possibly the best home security deal you'll ever see. That's SimpliSafeKim.com to save $100 on my home security pick. SimpliSafeKim.com. That's SimpliSafeKim.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 43 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Patrick Seinert. Look for at least one split vote coming during this one of this month's Bryan City Council meetings. Rafael Pena on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says he'll ask the council to nullify a contract with developers of the Traditions high-end housing community that borders the Bio Corridor. One reason is being contractually required to sell 50 acres of land for $1.
I can't swallow that. I don't believe that the city should give up that much money on a development that we can really bank on.
Pena wants to end the contracts in order to get the property on the tax rolls.
Once we dissolve that TERS, we pretty much have to pay off the debt. The bond that started, and I think we started with a $17 million bond. I think we're about a little under $8 million left on it. So if we were to pay that off, we'd save millions in interest cost. And then once we pay that off, we would get automatically $1.2, $1.3 million, and it goes up from there every year.
Pena also says the city would end its obligation to provide free water. There were two house fires Friday in the Brazos Valley. One in Robertson County left one person dead. Sheriff Gerald Yizik says the elderly victim has not been identified.
Peace Justice Precinct 1, Keith Folterman, ordered an autopsy to be performed at Travis County Medical Examiner's Office. State Fire Marshal's Office was notified. They came out, responded to the location. They were there before sunup.
The home was located about 3 miles east of Calvert on FM 979.
Structure pretty well gone by the time everybody arrived?
Yes, sir.
Even to the point where there wasn't really any flames left?
No, sir.
Volunteer firefighters from Calvert and Bremond responded to the fire, which was reported by a motorist passing by around 3:30 Friday morning. The second house fire between College Station and Milliken resulted in no injuries but left the family without their home.
Looks like it started at the back of an older refrigerator. It was accidental. We're not sure where it started on the back of the refrigerator, whether it was the motor unit or the plug wire going to it.
The chief of the South Brazos County Volunteer Fire Department, Chet Barker, says they responded with four units.
I was able to get two crews inside to make an interior attack, pretty heavy damage to one end of the house. I'd say probably 30 to 40% of the house sustained fire damage. The rest of the house did sustain smoke damage.
College Station provided mutual aid with a pumper truck and an ambulance to the home on River Place Drive, which is west of FM 2154 off Copy Bridge Road near the Brazos River. Bryan police receiving a narcotics complaint near Jane Long Middle School the night before New Year's Eve led to the arrests of two brothers on multiple charges. According to the arrest report, 24-year-old Jose and 28-year-old Ramon Sierra Lara had a sock and 38 baggies of cocaine with a combined street value of more than $6,000. The sock also contained a few hundred smaller Ziploc-style bags. Jose told officers that they were getting ready for a New Year's Eve party where he was planning to sell the cocaine. A Texas A&M police officer stopping a vehicle because taillights weren't working resulted in an arrest on multiple charges of drug possession with the intent to sell. According to the arrest report, 29-year-old Gavin Norton of College Station had synthetic marijuana, butane hash oil, marijuana, and $670 in $20 bills and larger. And when Norton was being booked in the Brazos County Jail, a detention officer found more marijuana, butane hash oil, and 50 alprazolam pills inside Norton's jacket pocket. More than 100 fees related to agriculture production are going up this year in Texas, but the added costs to produce food likely won't be passed on to the consumers. The Victoria Advocate reports that Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller, when disclosing the fees in an October letter, says the increases are necessary to recover costs of regulatory programs. Among the fees boosted are certifications such as those for applying pesticides or organic certification. Some of the increases are about $10, while others are up to six times more than what they were. The vice president of quantitative analysis with AgriLogic Consulting, Keith Schumann, says the most local agriculture businesses have to take market price for their products, leaving them, not the consumer, to bear the brunt of the fees. WTAW News Time approaching 8:36. It's 41 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Awards and More. More news today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
Your car or truck needs regular maintenance to keep you and your family safe on the roads. That's where my friends at Sevcheck Service Center come in. Sevcheck's has been family-owned and operated since 1972. There's no job too big or too small for the staff. And remember, the sales and service area is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays from 7 to 4. The gasoline islands open 6 to 9 weekdays and 8 to 8 on Saturdays. Sevcheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
837, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
We have high pressure located off to our north this morning. The system will be responsible for plenty of sunshine today. Temperatures will probably be around 55 degrees through the afternoon. We're partly cloudy tonight. Lows will be 30 to 35. Partial sun through some passing high cloudiness tomorrow. Highs 50 to 55. Turning cloudy tomorrow night. Maybe a shower. Lows around 40. There's the chance of a few showers Wednesday. Highs will be 55 to near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Here you go. Okay, so here we go. Here we go. Yeah. So the Star Wars The Force is Awakened is now surpassed $73 trillion. I don't know if you heard about
awesome.
That or not. Yeah. It's just bigger than ever anything.
Retired global debt single-handedly.
Exactly right. Disney now owns the world thanks to Star Wars.
I see a Death Star in our future. Yeah,
the number one biggest economy in the world, yeah. Disney.
You're right. I used to read an article yesterday about that. They took four families and had them track their spending at Disney. And because apparently now prices have gone up. You know, daily prices are over $100 now. And they have annual passes that are over $1,000 now.
Yeah.
But they have different things that they do. You know, what the four different families of kiddos, and I think it went from $1,100 on the low end to $1,600 on the high end per person for the vacation. And again, if you go a couple of times, that's some serious money. The thing is, though, the Disney people are bright. You know, they know, they get it. We did the story a few months ago that they make sure things are really right in the parking lot because that's what you'll remember. It's the last thing. And if it was a horrible experience in there, then that's not a good thing. So they make it a good experience. But they have these deals now, apparently, where you can buy food. You have a pass that buys the food for you. And so you just pay once, and then you don't complain the whole time that it's a $14 hot dog because you've already paid the $163 up front for the day's food. But they have two different plans. One includes sit-down meals, mm-hmm. and then one is just standing up, okay, standing up food. And then I think on the high end at the Polynesian Village, they even have one that includes alcohol. Yeah, I know.
Those tiki
really.
Drinks.
Yeah, go to a bar. So anyway, but back to the movie. I mean, again, if you want to do that, that's great. I enjoyed taking one of my kiddos there a long time ago, and that's fine. Just don't want to do it again. Anyhow, so $88.3 million at the box office, now passing Marvel's The Avengers, Jurassic World, and Dingy, and pulling into second place closer to Avatar as the all-time list of highest-grossing domestic film. Second place last week went to Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg's Daddy's Home. Third to Quentin Tarantino's new film, The Hateful Eight. So there you are.
And that's only in its third weekend that it's good. It's going to surpass Avatar,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. Avatar is $1.2 billion. That's what they're going to have to do to beat mm-hmm. that. And they'll get there. While we're speaking of Disney, Disney XD Channel says the hour-long finale of the animated mystery comedy Gravity Falls will be Feb 15. If you know what that is, then you'll know what that means.
Okey-doke.
Yeah, right. So let's see what else we got. Oh, so here are the movies that will not win the Oscar, okay? The reason they won't...
Wait. Phone's ringing. It might be a call. We'll see.
Hello?
Hey, this is Pringles. My mama loved potato chips. Hey, I'm an unlicensed dietitian from Dallas, and we have found that a diet of Pringles and cheap bacon causes a substantial weight loss.
Really?
Honest.
Do you have the information you can send us? Pringles,
sure.
Pringles and bacon. Now, okay. Now, what flavor Pringles?
Well, I prefer the new jalapeno flavor.
Yeah, I imagine. Yeah.
I haven't. It hasn't worked for me.
Get
I've been doing that
going.
One for years.
Yeah. All right. Now, listen. I'm in the drugatorium yesterday, I think, or maybe the day before. It's hard to know because it's been a long weekend. Hot dog flavored Pringles. Have you seen these?
Oh yeah, I just saw those. Yeah,
yes.
No.
Hot diggity dog is what
they're
called.
They come in a pink. I almost bought some.
Me too.
The only.
Well, I did. Okay, Brad. I didn't know that you were a Pringles freak too. I knew that I was spending regularly. Mornings with Pringles freaks, but mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Well, then that might justify it. I may go ahead and splurge the $2 and bring some of those in so that y'all can enjoy those.
But awesome. How frequently should you change out your hot dog water?
Well, you know, when I was growing up, they had that hot diggity dog thing, which electrocuted them.
Oh, yeah.
That was a really, I don't know that it was called that, but yeah. I mean, it was an electrode, and you used the hot dog to make the, to close the circuit, and it basically fried it from within.
Hot diggity dog.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, that's what the Pringles are called.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember what that thing was called. And then later on, the second version had a bun warmer to go along with it and all that. Mm. Well, what do you mean? Why would you? Okay, why would you keep your hot dog water? I mean, don't you pour it out when you're done?
I don't know.
Oh.
Right. No, some people say you shouldn't wash out your coffee cup. I disagree.
No.
It seasons the inside.
Oh.
But you're boiling your hot dog water. If you're having hot dogs pretty frequently, that some people say that flavor gets better over time.
And then what, you save it in a, you have your canister for your canister for flour.
Don't
for
over
salt.
Don't overthink this, Scott.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, we're talking about boiling hot dogs.
I know.
Already.
So what? Are you going to leave the
issue.
Pan on the stove and then wait until there's a growth in there and then you change it out? I mean, yeah. See how far you want to go with this?
I used to work at a movie theater in a different city. And
oh, did you?
Yeah, we used to take the hot dogs off of that little roller and put them in a plastic container overnight, and we would just continuously do that. So never get a hot dog at a movie theater.
You'd have to fight to bite through that thing, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. You know, no telling how long they've been out there over and over again.
Now, wait. I mean, now you've brought up, you talk about vast territory to cover here. like a Cineplex type thing? Multi-screen deal?
Yeah.
Or a onesie?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So multi-deal. So, and then when would you, of course, again, a high-quality hot dog, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Hebrew National, as we start. Yeah. But then you do that. So at what point did you throw them away, or did you date them? Did you put, like, on a magic marker? Did you write very small what date you actually put it on the grill for the first time?
Well, that's the thing. They never told us to do that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so now boxed candy. Okay, boxed candy. Most popular and least popular based on your anecdotal observation.
It wasn't long that I worked there, and it was, 15 years ago. But,
yeah.
Probably, I would say Sour Patch Kids are pretty popular.
Oh, yes. Okay, all right.
Did
the Junior Mints thing work? Is that
I never got anybody who really got Junior Mints.
A little surge after Seinfeld, maybe
Raisinets. Yeah. That was also not really bought all that much.
Here's the one I've never seen bought: is Jordan Almonds.
Yeah,
Jordan Almonds. Jordan Almonds are like candy corn. The original ones are still on sale.
You don't want to be eating those in the movie theater. It's bad enough to hear the people going
crunch
with popcorn, but man, Jordan Knowledge is
When you say the original ones, you mean the first ones ever made?
Yeah, first ones
ever
made.
On sale.
Yeah, they're still on sale. Exactly right. And I don't know what would amaze us about popcorn that we don't know.
Your flavor content is based on the popcorn maker, because there's a button you hit that adds the oil and butter.
Yeah.
And so if you got a guy who hits it three times, it's going to be some good popcorn. You get somebody who hits maybe half a pump, it's going to be real bland.
Really?
I want that triple flavor popcorn.
I had no idea.
I used to make great popcorn.
So you slip $5 to the kid who's doing that, and you end up with some awesome popcorn.
Yeah, a couple extra pumps there, buddy.
Wow, okay. And you put that in big plastic bags too, didn't you?
They were kind of papery. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, there we go. All right, that's once again a show about nothing, but you find out so much because of that. All right, we were going to talk about the movies that will not win the Oscars, and here's the reason. It's the National Society of Film Critics. They handed out their awards last night, and almost never do the people who win the National Society win the Oscar. Just doesn't happen. It has only happened 5 times. Annie Hall, Unforgiven, Schindler's List, Million Dollar Baby, and Hurt Locker.
So you're saying there's a chance.
That's a chance. Well, Spotlight won last night from Boston Globe. A real feel-good movie. It has to do with the abuse cases of the Catholic Church. So, that one's not going to win, you can be sure. Best actor was Michael B. Jordan for his role as Apollo Creed's son in Rocky's sequel, Creed. And Charlotte Rampling picked up the lead actress for her role in the drama 45 Years. I don't know what that one's about or anything like that. But anyhow, there you go. So that is, I guess, according to, if history is correct, those are the people who will not be winning the Academy Awards whenever they hand them out. It's 8:48 right now.
It's an interesting dynamic that has worked for many years, talking about Josh and Jamie Woodall. They're the head athletic trainers, respectively, at Bryan High and Rudder High. And they're married to each other.
I think the reason we've had such a good marriage is because we don't ever see each other.
Josh was just joshing, of course. But, of course, I had to ask, how much shop do they talk when they get home? Is it all sprains and splints and such?
We don't talk a whole lot about work when we get at home. We kind of leave work at work and try to enjoy each other at the house. Not to say that, you know, if something interesting happens, we don't, you know, visit about it. You know, some of the best learning experiences are learning from your peers and colleagues, and we're fortunate enough to spend extra time together. So sometimes we can learn from experiences that one or another has had, and talk about an interesting injury or something that you don't see on a regular basis. But you know, commonly it's just we don't discuss work a whole lot outside of work. We try to do something different.
Well, I wanted to talk a little shop with Josh Woodall, the head trainer over at Bryan High. You know, there's a new movie out called Concussion with Will Smith, and it's certainly something that everybody's concerned about. People are talking about in athletics particularly, and that's concussion management. And Josh Woodall says that they are right on top of it, largely because of technology.
We're very fortunate to be on the cutting edge of that, and we use a program called C3 Logics for our concussion assessment and return to play protocol. And you know, that utilizes an iPad, and students that are diagnosed with a concussion go through an entire return to play process where their cognitive function, balance, and other things are tested using the iPad, and it helps us to make a really informed decision to get those players back as soon but as safely as possible. And, you know, it's really a true testament to the advancement in the way things work with technology.
Josh Woodall and Jamie Woodall and all the athletic trainers are fortunate to have student aides who like it so much they do make it their careers.
Certainly, and actually I'm very, very excited. Right now I have a student who graduated from our program probably about 6 or 8 years ago now, but she just graduated from the University of Arkansas with a degree in a master's degree in athletic training and is back here in Texas working in a high school setting up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And so, you know, it is very rewarding when these students go through a program such as ours, they decide that's what they want to make their career, and then they go on and get that education, and then it's especially exciting when they come back and pick right up where they left off or follow in the footsteps and get into a secondary school setting. It's a lot of fun. But, you know, not all of our students go on to do this in college, but or even after college professionally. But, you know, we do have a good number of kids that go off into another related field. We've had some in the past that have gone into physical therapy or have gone on and been nurse practitioners and things like that. And so, you know, it's very rewarding when those kids make a career choice like that and begins at some level in a program like ours. It's really exciting.
That's Josh Woodall. He and his wife, Janie, are keeping them healthy in the Bryan ISD. That's Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turpeville. For Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley in 2015.
Moving families, a Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors tradition. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, property experts at selling lifestyles. Just a corner away from Aggieland, above the rest. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, 846-8400. A tradition of excellence and service. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
About 8 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW, a veteran flight attendant has revealed that crew members, what they're really thinking when they greet passengers as they board the plane. Gia Pagrino, who has been a flight attendant for 25 years, said her job is to greet passengers and make them feel welcome as they board. But Gia says that crew members are actually quietly judging everybody who steps onto the airplane. Writing in Quora.com, the veteran stewardess says she analyzes every passenger to see if they're drunk. She also looks to see who looks strong and physically fit in case an incident erupts during the flight where she may need a passenger to help her subdue somebody. She writes, "You better believe I am always very aware of each passenger who steps through the door of the aircraft." So there you are. Most 12-year-olds are preoccupied with cell phones and boys. Makita Breeding Goodrich is already making a difference in the world. People Magazine reports that she's been collecting jackets and blankets in her radio flyer wagon for the last 4 years in Surprise, Arizona. And as a result, She has people who are saying thank you in a very big way. Makia's Coats for a Cause has donated thousands of pieces of clothing over the years, and the young lady came up with the idea all on her own. Mama didn't do
that's
that.
That's pretty cool.
That is kind of fun like that. Residents in Idaho's Wood River Valley having unexpected guests. Apparently the snow levels in the mountains have become so much for the elk to deal with that they are heading down the mountain into residential areas. One elk fell through a basement window, got stuck there. The homeowner said it's plexiglass and able to hold a couple of hundred pounds, but obviously not a full elk. Yeah. To see a full elk standing in your downstairs living room when you get up is kind of a little bit surprising, but apparently everything is okay, and you got out of that. Popular Science says new stamp collections to be issued by the U.S. Postal Service in 2016 will get kind of spacey. The new collection includes the planets of our solar system, a celebration. Well, does Pluto get to be
I'm
in
wondering.
It?
I'm wondering.
They'll get a little bitty stamp. anyway, New Horizons NASA vision views of the moon, the Star Trek stamps, that'll be out also because of the 50th anniversary of that brand coming. So
bunch of stamps that nobody will use.
Yeah. So, well, that they'll put them in a little book and see, that's okay.
Yes.
That works. See? Yeah. January may be the month to make the resolution to lose weight, but March is when most people actually try to follow through.
Yeah, because it starts to warm up.
Yeah, March is the peak dieting month, with 26% of adults saying that they are on one versus 23% in January.
Well, you know what else?
Huh?
Bathing suit season.
Right, yeah. Exactly, mm-hmm. Exactly. While January is in tops for dieting, it's the month when most new health club memberships do come in, accounting for 12% of the total of new memberships. All right. And 2016, this is the 20th anniversary of the Nun Bun.
Oh?
The Nun Bun, a Nashville coffee house in 1996. A customer nearly took a bite out of the cinnamon bun before they recognized Mother Teresa in the folds.
Oh, goodness.
The bun was featured in world news programs 20 years ago. The Late Show with David Letterman was even mentioned on mentioned it. And it was mentioned on episodes of sitcoms as well. The shop, Bongo Java, sold T-shirts, prayer cards, and mugs with the bun's image before Mother Teresa wrote a personal letter and asked him to stop.
It's not so much that it looked like Mother Teresa. It's that when she smiled, she looked a lot like a cinnamon bun.
Just $3 a day could buy the average Texan health insurance. And with a fine for not having insurance increasing to almost $700 next year, it just doesn't make sense to put it off any longer. Go to InsureHealthTX.org. That's InsureHealthTX.org.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers, on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, Commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
A couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kind of an interesting marriage, at least on the surface as you look at it. General Motors has put $500 million into Lyft, L-Y-F-T. That's that other company.
The not Uber one.
Yeah, the one that's not Uber. Now, what's kind of interesting about it is you can say, well, why would they need to do that? Lyft likes the idea because obviously you get tied in with a global company,
mm-hmm.
and they can get some reach that probably they haven't been able to have, and Uber has had. But at the same time, from GM's idea, they are trying to put together autonomous cars. And by doing that, they will allow these drivers to possibly rent these cars as well. So that's the good thing as far as GM is concerned. So we'll see how it all works out. They are having serious discussions. It began about 3 months ago as to how those two can actually come together and make it work.
Interesting.
It is. I think so. All right, on this date in history, a couple of interesting things happened on this date in history. First of all, Christopher Columbus left to discover the New World. Mm-hmm. How'd that work out for him? Sam Colt sold his first revolver pistol in U.S. America to the government in 1847. That did work out pretty well. Yeah. Did you? I mean, we think inline skates is something new and different.
Uh-huh.
That's actually the way all skates were until 1863 when James Plimpton of New York City patented a four-wheeled roller skate that had a wheel at each corner
of
the skate.
That.
Yeah, you didn't know that. In 1936, Billboard magazine published its first pop chart for the musics. Who had the first number one song on the first Billboard chart?
80 years ago. Who?
80 years ago. Who would that have been? Ozzie Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
From the Nelson family.
Ah.
In 1965, CBS bought Fender Guitar Company from Leo Fender. 1965, okay? $13 million.
Oh.
That was serious money then.
Yeah.
Because the New York Yankees sold for about $10 million around that time. All right, we're back to Barb, Brad. Thanks for sitting in.
Thanks
WTAW, College Station.